thanks so much for talking with me today.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
So I want to start with one of the more provocative things I've heard you say, which is that there has never been an environmental movement in the United States. What do you mean by that?
Well, in some ways, we see ourselves as recovering environmental lawyers with our organization. And one of the things we mean when we say that fairly controversial statement is that movements in the United States, previous movements in the United States, have been about taking things that were previously treated as property under the law and transforming those things that were treated as property into being persons or legal entities with rights. So, for example, the abolitionists took African Americans from being treated as property. You know, back in the 1830s, there was no such thing as murder of a slave, for example. It was a property crime. And so you paid property damages to the slave owner. And the abolitionist movement was about taking African Americans previously treated as property under the law and transforming them into persons with rights. The suffragists did the same, the women's rights movement, taking women from being treated as property. Keeping in mind the early 1800s, rape was not a personal crime in the United States. It was a property damage crime. In a similar vein, in the United States, we've never had a movement that's been focused on treating ecosystems and the natural environment as being anything but property. And we have attempted to build an environmental protection movement on the basis of that concept that nature and ecosystems are property to be owned and used by the property owner. And we don't think movements are built on that shifting foundation, that movements are built on rights-based lawmaking and rights-based movements. And so in some ways, the work that we do, recognizing that nature and ecosystems are not property, but are rights holders of their own, I think that's the real legacy of rights-based movements in this country, rather than continuing to treat nature as property under a system of law.
I think you've described it, or what's happened in the past within the environmental movement, as putting out spot fires. So what was it that initially prompted you and the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund to start changing tactics from that sort of spot fire approach to something more global?
Well, the short answer is the complete and utter failure of our environmental laws to actually do what they're supposed to do, which is to protect the environment. And our awakening, if I can call it that, came in the late 1990s when, you know, we had 300 community organizations who were our clients trying to stop things like toxic waste incinerators and factory farms and sludging of their communities and different things that they didn't want in their communities that certain corporations were trying to thrust into those municipalities. And what we came face to face with was that communities don't have the power to say no to certain things coming into their communities, like fracking for natural gas or like factory farms or these big box stores or whatever project that the community doesn't particularly want. U.S. law does not recognize their authority to say no to those things coming in. If you can't say no to a big box store coming in, you can't say yes to a viable downtown that actually supports the type of economy that you want within your community. The environmental laws were about regulating corporations, essentially begging and pleading corporations to do a little less harm in communities. They had nothing to do with democratic local self-government or community control. And it was at that point that we decided that something else really needed to be done. Otherwise, you know, the saying around our office is that even when the regulatory environmental protection system is working perfectly, the only thing it's regulating is us, because in some ways the regulatory scheme is not necessarily about protecting health, safety, and welfare of people, but in actually controlling our activism and how we respond to certain things coming into our communities.